you sort of touched before there on Frisky and Paso. When you were making those, did you know then what a success they would be? Or
No, to be quite honest, no. I just went in and I made music I loved, which is why I'm so happy that they blew up the way they did, because for me, songs like Paso and Frisky are entirely pure. You know, there wasn't influenced by anything. There wasn't, I didn't try and be safe with it. I didn't try and tone down on language or tone down on what I was saying or dumb it down or make it more easy for people to understand. And I quite like the fact that people embraced that and it got to where it went, you know?
Yeah. You've collaborated with some sort of big names on this album. Any sort of lined up for the next?
Nothing lined up as of yet. I really do want to work with the script, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that'd be wicked, man. I want to do something amazing with the script.
Yeah, they were quality artists. What was it like sort of touring with Rihanna and Tinchy?
I didn't tour with Tinchy, I toured with Rihanna. Touring with Rihanna was incredible. She's, you know, it's nice when you support an artist who has come from the other side of the pond doing venues as huge as she does, and you get to meet them and you realise that they're so down to earth, you know. They still get a little bit nervous before they go on. She's still got her two friends that she tags along with everywhere and eats with and cracks jokes with, and then, you know, at the end of the night she gets on this massive stage with this huge, you know, £100,000 production. It's incredible to see that, and you know, it's definitely influential. So it was a great experience and an experience I needed to have in order to, you know, grow and develop as an artist.
Yeah, sure. Wonderland's next in the right, isn't it?
Maybe.
Exactly. Maybe. I was wondering how far do you want to push this album? Have you got like ambitions to take it?
Yeah,
to the seas as well.
Do you know what? For me, music is very much about organic growth. Like the same way I'm on YouTube once in a while and just stumble across a song that from like Scandinavia that I just really like, and I sort of listen to it and show my friends. That's the sort of impact and effect I want to have with this album. Do you get what I mean? We're all fully aware that at the minute British music, in terms of like crossing over in other territories, is a little bit hard to grip. So I want, you know, my songs and my music to just organically and naturally happen. But yeah, I mean, globally, definitely, man. That is always the overall outcome.
I was just going to ask, obviously you're in Sheffield tonight. Have you played here before?
I have played here before, yeah.
Do you like Sheffield as a venue?
I love Sheffield as a venue. I love Sheffield afterlife. Nightlife, sorry. It's a shame that I can't be here after the show to kind of hang about. But yeah, I love Sheffield, man. Always amazing. I've never been let down.
Big fan base in Sheffield. I mean, we were waiting outside tonight and there was two girls said they paid £120 for a pair of tickets to come and see.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy, man. It's mad. Well, thank you, girls.
You're 21, like you're the same age as me. At university, you're becoming this, the next big thing. You are like, how's it all changed? How's it all feel for you?
It feels weird. I mean, I guess I just adapt to it. I adapt to whatever sort of change sort of comes my way. And you just got to, innit, really and truly. But yeah, I still do miss those things. You know, every time I go to like an SU or something, I kind of look at the campus and I'm like, wow, like imagine what it would have been like, you know, being in uni and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I'm just happy to have a really young team. Like, you know, my DJ is very young, my tour manager is very young, and we're just like lads and we just like to have a good time, and that's the most important thing, you know.
How enjoyable is it? It looks brilliant.
How what?
How enjoyable is that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. I guess, you know, there's no greater pleasure than making a living off of what you love, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
You've obviously sort of had a few number ones, but when did it really sort of feel like you'd made it?
Do you know what, to a certain degree it still doesn't feel like I've made it.
Really?
Like, really. At the end of the day, like, I'm very much a believer of, you know, music and pop music nowadays being very disposable. Like, you know, you can be here today and gone tomorrow, no matter how much you kill it over a certain period of time. Like, next year, no one might want to know. There might be something else that grabs everybody's attention. So I'm always trying to better myself with everything I do. And now that this album's out and released, you know, I want people to fully embrace it, go out and support it. And I'm just going to start working on the next one straight away and just keep going. I think you shouldn't ever feel like you've made it, because there's still so much to do. Like, I haven't been nominated for a Brit Award yet. I haven't won a Brit Award, so how could I have made it? I haven't been nominated for a Grammy yet. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
My album hasn't gone platinum yet. My album hasn't gone double platinum yet. Do you get what I mean? Like, there's still so much to do. Like, you know.
How do you say pop music is disposable? How do you reckon you're going to ensure to make sure that you build that
I hope to do that by just being a well-rounded artist. I think as much as, you know, making good music, people like to sort of buy into you as a character and as a person, and, you know, down to whether it's what you wear, your opinion on certain things. I think that's what makes you a great and influential and credible artist. And yeah, you know, somebody who's not scared to sort of cross the boundaries and break barriers and do crazy things, and that's what I'm all about. You know, hopefully you see some of that in the show tonight.